The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. Now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. I am the way. I am the way to the truth and the life. That's what Jesus is saying in the gospel today. He's the way. It answers the question, how do we get to God? How do we get to the Father? Do it through Jesus. He is the way, and the truth and life is in him. This idea of the way will be so strong among the early church that they will be called the way for a while, or they're called Christians. They were the way of Jesus, the way to the Father. And we are called to follow that way. It's how we enter heaven, through the way. Remember last week with Gospel of the Good Shepherd, we talked about Jesus being the gate. Jesus is the gate to the sheepfold. And the only way you can get into the sheepfold is through him, the gate. But we are not just passive observers. We're not an audience. We don't gather just to watch. We are very much involved in this whole mystery of the way. Second reading, St. Peter uses the metaphor of a stone. Stone, it's like the stone came alive. And the stone is filled with life. The image that he's using is of these large stones that you can see today at the Western Wall in the old city of Jerusalem. They're old and they're huge. Some of them are cut differently from the others. Some of them are cut one way, show that they were placed there under the reign of Herod the Great. There's others in that wall. Some of those stones would barely fit in this sanctuary. They come from Solomon, as you can tell how they're cut. And it's as if those huge stones came alive. Came alive. Proclaimed the word. Witnessed to Jesus. Followed the way. St. Peter calls Jesus the living stone. We're the living stones, and so is he. But sometimes people stumble over stones. They're not watching where they're going. They're not following the way. And so they stumble. But we're called by Peter and reminded that we are living stones, living to follow Jesus, to be the living stone like him. We're called to cry out in acclamation of the resurrected Christ. And also then to live out our lives with integrity, following the gospel, being the stones that we were made to be. This church is just not a bunch of bricks, wood, and glass. It's made of living stones because the stones are you. We are the living stones. We're what make this place holy. Without us, it's just a building. With us, it's sacred space. It's a way that we, and the place where we encounter God. And so as living stones, we're called to meditate on that during this fifth Sunday of Easter. Because we are the resurrected people. We follow Jesus in his resurrection. And we also then follow Jesus to the Father's house. But we follow him like him. We are living stones just like Jesus. In the waters of baptism and the power of the Spirit, that is children of God, we are the living stones that make up this church. We're called then to do the work of the Father like Jesus, live out the gospel, reach out to those in need, and walk faithfully in with the call of the gospel.